Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, and may peace be with you today on Wednesday, August 4th, 2024. It's a great day. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you and keep you. May Holy Spirit be with you through the rest of the week. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer and pray for those that are going back to college, starting college, going back to school. Let your Holy Spirit be with those students and young people. God, I bless those that are in states where COVID is rising up fast, the deviant. I pray that you keep those people completely safe. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. My topic for today is the right to holy things, coming from the book of Leviticus, chapter 22, verse 11. It says, if the priest buys a person with his money, he may eat it, and one who was born in his house may eat his food. Amen. Amen. Strangers, sojourners, and servants were not to eat of holy things, but two classes were free at the sacred table. Those who were bought with the priest's money and those who were born into the priest's house. These were two indisputable proofs of a right to holy things. Brought, our great high priest has brought with a price of all those who put their trust in him. They are his absolute property, and they may eat his food because you belong to Christ. You will share with your Lord. Amen. The born, if born in the priest's house, we take our place with the rest of the family. Regeneration makes us fellow heirs of the same body, and therefore the peace, joy, glory which the Father has given to Christ, Christ has given to us. Redemption and regeneration have given us a double claim to the divine permit of his promise. Amen. That is my word for today, the right to holy day. Remember, the bought and the born. The bought, they may eat his food because you belong to Christ. The born is the regeneration and the glory which the Father has given to Christ. Christ has given us redemption and regeneration. Whew, amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as I close this word of encouragement for today, I pray for all those that are sick and shut in. I pray for those that have recovered and on recovery mode. I pray for all things. I pray for the new life that are being born into this world. And I pray for those that are discovering on their own of this world. You know, you have the youth that is our future. We continue to pray for them and look for changes along the way. I pray that there be peace and mankind be restored as it once was. I pray for all this and all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Faye, Evangelist Faye, God bless you. And I will be back with you Friday with another word. Amen. Amen.